This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Defense Secretary Mark Esper issued a warning Thursday to Iran amid what he said were indications Tehran or its proxy forces could be planning more strikes on American interests in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the Pentagon.
Esper says the U.S. will do what is needed to protect American personnel and partners.
If we get word of attacks or some type of indication, we will take preemptive action as well.
The Pentagon chief says the game has changed, citing a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups. He'd earlier announced about 750 82nd Airborne Division troops will go to the Middle East, with more to come over the next several days. Beyond that,
we'll take it day by day.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House said President Trump warned Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Emer McCarthy reports, the phone call came after Turkey's parliament approved a bill that allows troop deployment to Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized Government of National Accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Lebanon received an Interpol arrest warrant Thursday for former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn as Turkey launched an investigation into his daring escape from Japan by way of Istanbul. We get more from Joe Davies.
Former auto executive Carlos Ghosn has become an international fugitive after he revealed on Tuesday that he'd fled to Lebanon. The 65-year-old was escaping Japan's justice system, which he described as rigged. Ghosn was first arrested in Tokyo in November 2018. He faces four charges for alleged financial crimes, including hiding income and enriching himself through payments to car dealerships in the Middle East, charges which he denies. Sources close to him say a delay to a trial until April next year and a strict ban on communicating with his wife were behind his decision to flee. It's understood he used a private security company to help him escape Japan on a private jet.
That's Joe Davies reporting. A state of emergency is underway in New South Wales, while Victoria State has declared a state of disaster as Australia battles deadly brush fires. As Phil Mercer reports, thousands of vacationers have been ordered to leave the area.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. A week-long state of emergency will be imposed, which gives fire officials greater powers. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
The Trump administration announced Thursday that it will prohibit fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes that are highly popular with high school and middle school students. Menthol and tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes will be allowed to remain on the market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said in a teleconference that the administration hopes to cut down on nicotine addiction brought about through e-cigarette use.
President Trump and America's public health officials will not stand idly by as a new generation of Americans becomes addicted to tobacco products and nicotine.
The ban does not cover larger tank-based vapes sold at specialty stores and more commonly used by adults. In the latest government survey, more than one in four high school students reported using e-cigarettes in the previous month, despite a federal law that banned sales to those under 18. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
R&B.